Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. So we're talking about company culture and building a strong, resilient company culture and why it's so critical for the long-term success of any organization, any business. You have heard the word culture so much. Culture seems to be an ambiguous word. And it seems like if you ask 10 different people what culture is, you're going to get 10 different answers. And that's not really useful for an entrepreneur or somebody who's trying to build something. So let's be very specific about what culture is. Culture is not just about creating a pleasant work environment. It's about developing a set of values and beliefs that guide the behavior of employees at all levels. It permeates your organization, and it's built not only by the C-suite, by the executive team, by the founders, it's also built by the people you hire. So in this podcast, I'm going to speak about how to build a strong and resilient company culture based on some of my experience and some great examples of company culture that we see in the marketplace. First point, start with your core values. That's you, the founder. So the first step in building a strong and resilient company culture is to define your core values. Now, your core values are the guiding principles that define your organization's culture and set the tone for how your employees should behave. For example, Google's core values include focus on the user, fast is better than slow, don't be evil. These values are central to the company's culture and guide its decision-making at every level. When you first build a company, your values are literally going to be your own as the founder, and then you're going to include and incorporate the executive team in the first few hires. And as your company grows, you're going to constantly re-inject new energy into those values with the people that you hire. So you're going to find people that fit those values, but then add on to them. And then the addition will be what adds on to your set of core values. Another few examples, at Salesforce, they celebrate success through an annual employee recognition program called V2MOM. The program allows employees to nominate colleagues who embody the company's value, and the winners receive a cash prize and recognition at an all-company meeting. At Pixar, they celebrate failures through a post-mortem process. So after each film, the team holds a meeting to discuss what went well and what didn't. And the whole goal is to be a safe place to learn from the mistakes and improve processes for all future movies, films, and projects. Second point, lead by example. So once you've established your core values, it's important to lead by example. As a business leader, your actions and behavior set the tone for the entire organization. If you consistently demonstrate your commitment to core values, your employees and your peers will follow suit. This means showing up on time, being respectful, demonstrating a strong work ethic. In short, you need to embody the culture you want to create. At Patagonia, for example, they encourage community building through their lunchtime surf program, where employees are encouraged to take a break and go surfing during their lunch break. So this is something that the founder was passionate about. This is something that was built into their actual company values. And this is how they actually include it into the day-to-day of the actual business. And another example, Google, they foster a sense of community because that's one of their core values through an employee resource group or ERG. And they bring together employees with common interests and backgrounds to create communities within Google. Third point, empower your employees. So empowering your employees means giving them the tools, resources, and support they need to do their jobs effectively. This is major for culture. This includes providing them with training, development opportunities, giving them autonomy to make decisions, and recognizing their achievements. When employees feel empowered, they are more likely to take ownership of their work and feel invested in the success of the company. At Amazon, they encourage innovation and experimentation through their two pizza teams philosophy. So teams are encouraged to be small enough to be fed with two pizzas. That's the biggest team you can ever have in Amazon. This promotes a culture of close-knittedness, tightness, which then helps with trust, experimentation, and risk-taking. At Facebook, they encourage innovation and experimentation through their hackathons, where employees are given 24 hours to work on any project they choose. This promotes creativity and allows their employees to explore new ideas and technologies. Fourth point, communicate often and transparently. Effective communication is essential for building a strong and resilient company culture. This means keeping your employees informed about your company news and updates, as well as being transparent about your decision-making process. When employees understand the reasoning behind company decisions, they are more likely to feel invested in the outcome. Additionally, regular communication helps foster a sense of community within the organization, which is important for building a strong culture. Use technology to your advantage. Technology can also be a very powerful tool to help you build this company culture. For example, you can use collaboration software like Slack or Trello to promote teamwork and communication. You can also use performance management software like Bamboo HR or ADP to track employee progress, provide feedback. By leveraging tech, you can streamline your processes and create a more efficient, effective, and collaborative workplace. You have to remember to foster a sense of community. Building a strong sense of community within your organization can help create a more collaborative and supportive work environment. This can include hosting team building activities, encouraging employees to socialize outside of work, recognizing the unique contributions of a single team member. At Shopify, one of the largest e-com platforms in the world, they organize hack days. This happens every year where employees from different departments can come together and work on side projects. So this fosters a sense of community and collaboration amongst the employees that may not normally work together. Remember to encourage innovation and experimentation. Encouraging innovation and experimentation can keep your organization nimble and adaptable in the face of changing market conditions. This means empowering employees to take risks, explore new ideas, think creatively. When employees feel that their ideas are valued and encouraged, they are more likely to take ownership of their work and contribute to the company's growth. Google's Moonshot Factory is a perfect and prime example of encouraging innovation and experimentation. The division is dedicated to tackling some of the world's biggest problems, and they encourage employees, if they participate in the Moonshot Factory, to think big and take massive risks in their work. Next, you have to hire for cultural fit. When building a strong and resilient company culture, it's important to hire employees who align with your core values and vision. This means looking beyond technical skills and experience and evaluating candidates based on their attitudes, their behaviors, and their work styles. By hiring for cultural fit, you can create a more cohesive and aligned team that is committed to the company's mission. Southwest Airlines is another great example of a company that hires for cultural fit. They have a unique company culture built around the idea of a, quote, family of employees who are passionate about delivering exceptional customer service. Screen like crazy potential hires to ensure that they share this passion and they fit into the company's culture and add to it, make it even better. So you build company culture into the onboarding process. And last but certainly not least, culture is not static. You have to continuously evaluate and adjust. Building a strong company culture is an ongoing process that requires continuous evaluation and adjustment. This means regularly soliciting feedback from employees, tracking progress towards your goals, making changes as needed. When you remain flexible and adaptable, you can ensure that your company culture continues to evolve as you grow and stays relevant over time. An example of this, Amazon. They have a, quote, day one philosophy, which means that they approach each day as if it's their first day in business. This helps them stay nimble and adaptable, and they're constantly evaluating and adjusting their practices and culture to stay ahead of the competition. In conclusion, building a strong and resilient company culture is critical for long-term success of any organization. There are no organizations that can succeed if they don't have a great culture, and if they aren't adaptable and it doesn't evolve over time, they will feel it. They will be disrupted. Remember, your company culture is your competitive advantage. Invest in it wisely. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.